Hi, my name is Danielle. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery for approval of man. Hello. My siblings and I grew up in a Christian home, and I was the type of person that always wanted people to see that I was this good Christian girl. I understood that Christ died on the cross as a payment for my sin and accepted his free gift of eternal life at a young age, but I didn't fully grasp the concept of what having a relationship with him was. If I'm being completely honest, I did it because I felt that others would approve of me, and maybe if I accepted him, I would gain more church friends and God would love me more. The only place that I felt accepted was at my church and with my family and my closest friends. All throughout school, I was bullied and always felt unaccepted. I remember there were some days that I used my hard-earned money to buy people's lunch just so that I could use that as an excuse to sit with them and I wouldn't have to eat lunch by myself. I was the girl you'd never see at parties, drinking, or dating around. I felt if I did those things, God would love me less and others would think I'm this hypocritical Christian. After high school, I attended community college where I met a guy who I really connected with. He went to church. His dad was a pastor of a known church. He was athletic, and the list goes on. I was certain that this was God's plan for me, or maybe I just ignored God and forced my plan to be God's plan. Shortly into the relationship, I found myself seeking his approval and doing everything I could to please him because I was terrified he'd walk out of my life. I remember one night we hung out and he had a little bit too much to drink. That was the night I felt my whole world came crashing down. A man who I felt cared for and loved me took advantage and sexually assaulted me. I remember that night being so angry with God and myself that I completely stopped caring. That was when this self-destruction started happening. I remember the lies of the enemy flooding my mind with suicidal thoughts, and I even attempted to take my life. I finally told God one night, "If it is your will for me to be here, I need you now more than ever." The next day, I started searching Christian counselors here in Dallas and was told about Watermark. I shared my story with two girls that served at The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry, and that's where I learned about Region. Two times in one day, I had someone ask me, "Have you ever heard of Region?" I finally convinced myself to go and told God, "I really know that I don't need this recovery program, but I'm going to give it one try." I remember getting through 6 weeks of groundwork and just stopped. In 2016, I finally knew something needed to change, and I needed to set aside my pride and control and give Region a full year. My first night back at Region, I remember sitting in the chair knowing I needed this program. I had already given up once, and I was just tired of being tired. I felt like my whole life I had been running a marathon, and God kept whispering, "Drink from my well, and you'll never be thirsty again." For many years, I kept ignoring his voice. I remember getting impatient in groundwork for 3 months, but I stuck with it. Step one, admit was a huge eye-opener. For so many years, I exhaustedly tried to be good enough, and I quickly learned that there's nothing good that dwells in me. Jesus died on the cross for my sin so that I could have eternal life in him. He is offering us this free gift, and all we need to do is accept this free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may boast." In step three, trust, I realized that most of my life I've struggled with fully trusting God. This step helped me see the goodness of God. If I would fully surrender all my pride and control and trust in him, the journey will be so much sweeter. This step also allowed me to see and know and understand who Jesus fully is and that I can trust him with my daily life. Step eight, forgive, was a bit of a challenge for me, but it also brought out the ugliness of my control. In this step, I quickly understood how hard forgiveness had been for me. I learned with some people, I was very quick to forgive, but with others, it was much harder. Can you see the pattern here? I wanted to be able to control who I forgave. Colossians 3:13, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If anyone has any grievance against you, forgive as the Lord forgave you." In this verse, I am reminded that God can forgive me for my sins. What right do I have to not forgive those who have hurt me? Each step helped me grow deeper and deeper with my relationship with the Lord. In February 2017, I started leading a step group but was struggling to end an impure relationship. Thankfully, I was in community, but we were just in the beginning, to live life together. I was very transparent with community and allowed them to speak truth into my life. I knew the choices I was making were not God-honoring and that I needed to once and for all make some drastic changes. I was leading a region step group of amazing girls, but was not loving God, them. I was not loving God, them, or myself well by my choices. I had many conversations with community and trusted friends and decided that I needed to use this season to get back on track with God. One of the hardest decisions I made was to raise my hand to region leadership and confess my sin to them and that I needed to focus on my recovery and building that trust again with God and community. I made the decision to step down as a leader but become a participant in my step group. As hard as this was, I knew the most loving thing for my girls and my recovery was to take this season and focus on my walk with God. During this season, I learned if you aren't seeking Christ daily and pursuing him, that firm foundation can be shaken quickly. Because of that decision, my relationship with Christ looks so much different today. I am quick to forgive others, admit when I'm wrong, and seek forgiveness. I am transparent with community and ask regularly for accountability. I have learned to set healthy boundaries and am open and honest with my temptations. Struggles that have been a part of my life for years, I can fully say I've been able to walk in full freedom from them for over a year now. I have seen the Lord's goodness and faithfulness, and I've learned to fully trust him and his plan. If tonight is your first night here, welcome. You are in the right place, and God has such an incredible journey. If you were to talk to anyone who has gone through this process, they would tell you they are not the same person they were when they first walked through the doors. Region doesn't fix you, but it points you to Jesus, who gives you the knowledge and wisdom on how to get through trials and hardships. You'll have days where you want to give up, but coming from someone who did it, who did quit, I want you to know that this process is so incredibly worth it, and the Lord is so sweet. I can promise you from my own experience that God's plan is so much greater and sweeter than our own plan, and he is worth trusting. My name is Danielle, and I am in recovery for approval of man, and because of my Father's abounding love and grace, I give him all the glory.